This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, good morning. This is Arvind Yuvaraj and you are tuned in to Enterprise. And our guests this morning are Ivan Eng and Hanny Cheng, founders of a company called Haven Clothing. So, Ivan, just tell us, what exactly is Haven Clothing?
So, Haven Clothing, it's a social enterprise. It's a lifestyle clothing brand aims to empower children. So the concept is very simple. So kids from the shelter home, they draw the art and we turn their masterpiece into clothing design and sell it directly to our customers. So when our customers buy clothing from us, they are directly recognizing a kid's creativities and empowering them.
Besides that, part of the sales made by Haven Clothing will be used to fund EQ lessons for shelter home children. Now, you're probably thinking, why EQ? Well, Hanny and Ivan have a different perspective towards the way children should be educated, and they believe that a child's emotional intelligence should be given as much focus as their IQ and academic studies. We'll discuss their approach to education a little later on in the show, as well as a personal project of theirs called Haven School.
Just give me a break and I'll build a wall. Let me step and I'll make it tall. Learning about us.
So I always like to ask about the first product. You know, like it's that moment when you realize that this could be something worth pursuing. When was that?
We have to trace back to 2016. When I finished my first program with the shelter home children, and it was a 4 months program, so I spent 4 months with the children living in shelter home, and I taught them about EQ skills, social emotional skills, and things like that. And at the end of it, I found that it is something that we should continue doing. So I shared it with Ivan, and Ivan started to say that, you know, we probably need to, if you want to make it sustainable, you have to like come out a business model or something to generate funding for you. So that's how he actually, Ivan started the idea of taking the kids' artwork to be printed on a t-shirt. Because in my class, I did a lot of expressive artwork with them. So they drew a lot of things and they came out a lot of, I think, meaningful masterpiece. So I like to share with him. And that's how he got inspired with all this really nice drawings and with the good stories behind, and how that's how it started. That this idea, how it started, and we start to play around with it, transform it into the soft copy and print it on a t-shirt, and then we really love it when we look at our end product. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, starting Haven Clothing wasn't easy for you guys. I've read a couple of articles and stuff. It said that you guys had to make a lot of sacrifices in the process. You left your full-time jobs. Tell us a bit about that, you know, that journey. You know, it wasn't an easy journey for you guys, was it?
When we had the ideas of Haven Clothing, the number one challenge is to sustain ourselves as a couple, just married couple. I wanted to commit fully in Haven Clothing. So the number one thing that I did was I quit my job, my 10 years corporate job. Mm-hmm. I sacrificed the comfortable salaries that enables to sustain our living. So that's the number one challenge that I faced. And then secondly, I have to learn different skills in order to sustain that business. For example, I need to learn about web design, web development. I need to learn about Photoshop, photo editing for the website as well. I need to learn about sourcing fabrics, learn how to talk to suppliers, dealing with those imports and all that stuff. So those during that, it took about 3 to 4 months to, in fact, for me to learn everything from scratch and build that website and starting to also learn about how to do inventory management so that it's more effective for both of us when we do the packing. So those are the technical challenges that we had back then. But in fact, when we first started having clothing, the emotional challenge, I would think it's more difficult because the emotional challenge are our sometimes we still have self-doubt because Henny and I, we never start a business before. This is our first venture. This is our first enterprise. And we have a lot of self-doubt and we, in fact, we need to keep on encouraging and we keep on giving both of us the self-confidence to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that those are the two main challenges that we face on and off. All right.
Yeah, that's the beginning of it, that we really have to make the decision that, you know, we want to pursue this and we have to support each other in terms like emotionally, like, you know, we're going to make it happen and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember your first design? Like you know, or your first design that you put on a pocket?
Yeah, definitely. It was the cat design. And indeed, so far, actually, the cat design is the most popular design somehow. We got a lot of good feedbacks from customers and even it's actually sold out and customers still asking, you know, when are you going to restock and things like that. So that's the cat drew by a 7 years old boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the story behind the cat was like, he actually mentioned that like everyone is everyone's friends. You know, it was such a simple words, you know, simple statements, but it actually means a lot. And it's actually teaching us as an adults that, you know, we are everyone's friends and we love harmony and, you know, values like that. So we think that it is a good story. That's okay. Why we picked that at the first place.
Okay. So you work with underprivileged kids or kids from shelter homes. How did that come about? Like you have a different perspective towards the way that they should be educated, like they should be nurtured differently.
I'm a counselor for about 8 years now. I've been working with children and teenagers. And in my experience, I found out that, I mean, my clients who came into my counseling session, usually they're suffering from, you know, emotional problems, relationship problems, and a lot of times it's social emotional parts of the problems that they are facing. And I realized that there's a gap in our education system where we emphasize a lot on the IQ learning, the academic learning, the subjects learning, but we never really taught our children about, you know, how to work with others, understand yourself, how to cope when you're having stress and things like that. So I feel like topics like this never really being taught. And indeed, they're being assumed that you have to know it by naturally. But actually, it's not. It is something that can be taught. And we are still learning, we're still growing. So when I first initiated this project with the underprivileged children, because I think I want to fill in the gap. So in terms of academic work and, you know, other things, they're being taken care of, you know, they go to schools and they go to the normal education system. But I want to fill in the gap whereby my expertise is on teaching these children on how to, you know, like understand themselves better and learn to cope with challenges in life and how to work with others, you know, things like that. So that's how it got started. So that's why I think my work is really is a bit different from how usually people volunteer themselves to do charity work. And I also believe when we work with children, we have to have the consistency. It's not a touch and go thing. You have to really build a relationship so that they can trust you, so that they can trust that, you know, this adult is someone that I can trust. And that's how I learn about trust in relationships, so that in future I will be able to build the similar relationship with others. Yeah. Learning about
Haven Clothing is founded by Hanny Cheng and Ivan Eng, and they're all about empowering underprivileged children by nurturing their creative skills and applying their designs to the pockets of trendy t-shirts worn by adults. Stick around, Enterprise will be back in a bit. BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You are still tuned in to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. My name is Arvind Yuvaraj, and I'm joined today by Hanny Cheng and Ivan Eng, founders of Haven Clothing, which is a social enterprise that believes in EQ-based education for children while also nurturing their creative skills in the process. What's your selection process like? Like, how do you choose which design goes in a pocket?
At the first place, my program, I actually designed it to the primary school children. So I actually choose children from 7 to 12 years old to attend my class. So my first batch of children, I have about 9 of them, range from 7 to 12. And in each lesson, we will have different types of activities. So they will participate, and definitely all of them will draw something. And actually, I let them to keep like a journal that, you know, they keep all the artwork, all the activities that we have done throughout the lesson learning. So at the end of the day, we will pick the viable and feasible designs, and then we try to, you know, make it happen, to put it on the t-shirt designs.
How do the kids know that their designs have been selected? Like, does it ever feel competitive, like a competition?
Definitely no. Actually, they have no idea at the first place, because even for the first batch, we actually have no idea that we're going to do Haven Clothing. When I was first started this program, you know, we don't even have Haven Clothing yet. And it was just after that, I feel like I need to continue. That's where I did the selection of the artwork. And of course, after that, now the children know that, hey, actually, you know, my drawing is going to be selected and being put on a design and something. We don't make it like a competition, and we never really like push them that, you know, you really have to draw so hard and have to express yourself. No, we never do that. We just really follow our lesson plans and do what we need to do. And only at the end of it, we try to look for the right designs. Yeah. So it's not the other way around. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about revenue for a second. You're very upfront about your pricing and your profits. So where does your cut come from?
We sell directly direct to consumers, which means we sell online. One of the advantages of selling online is that we able to eliminate those middlemen, those unnecessary costs, and therefore our pricing is much more reasonable compared to the other brands. And right now, every piece of our clothing, our t-shirts, cost us about 49 ringgit selling on our website, and about 25 ringgit, it's a part of the materials. So, we reserve probably 7 ringgit, which is about 15%, reserve it to Haven social cost, which is what we call at the Haven School, which to sustain our learning program. And the balance of it will be distributed towards our salaries and our deliveries costs and delivery expenses. So what's really left out is, I think it's probably about 3 to 4 ringgit. It's our profit for that. So I believe that because we are a social enterprise, we don't really try to maximize our profit. You know, even though it's ideal to have a huge profit margin, but I think the spirits of social enterprise is we should put half of our proceed back to the communities, which I think that's really what we are doing right now.
You have something called Haven School, but it's not a real school yet, but it's sort of like an idea, right? So what's the goal with Haven School?
It's our vision.
Yes, it's our vision. Yeah. It's our imaginary school, right? Yeah. Because Hanny and I, we really love to have our own school someday. But right now, the Haven School, if you guys check on our website, Haven School is not a real school. We hope one day kids come to this school to learn about EQ, all right? And I love to share one of the quotes that I read online, is that IQ will get you the job, but EQ will get you promoted.
Mm.
So that's really like, wow. That when I read about that quote, I think we are doing something on track. And I think EQ is very important, because EQ is like soft skill, IQ is like hard skill, right? So a lot of companies spend a lot of money on hard skills, like learning Microsoft Excel, PowerPoints, all that stuff. After you have attended those classes, you probably can manage a Microsoft Excel, right, the next day. But when companies send you to a leadership course the next day, it's very hard for you to be a leader. You need time to practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we think Heaven School, we wanted it to start it as young as possible, so that kids can practice those skills and stick with it until they become an adult. So the concept of Heaven School is just...
We actually believe that whatever that we are doing right now, these lessons should not be only just for underprivileged kids. It should be for everyone, for every kids, normal household kids. So we definitely hope that one day when we have this Heaven Schools, it's really open for everyone, every single kids, not just, you know, kids from the shelter home, or, you know, it's not because underprivileged kids, they need it more, but I think that it's a need for all of us. Yeah.
So obviously you've put a lot of thought into the quality of your t-shirts to justify the price, and obviously they're doing really well. So tell us about that. Like, tell us about quality control.
Well, we spent thousands of ringgit and hours sourcing fabrics. We try to source locally. We try to source in China. We try to source in elsewhere, India and Thailand. And the process of finding the best fabric is the number one criteria. Is both Hany and I, we must love the fabrics. So it's pretty straightforward. If I think. When we first touch the fabrics, it must be soft. It must be cooling with certain cooling effect. It must be not only just the fabric's softness and the composition of it. It's also the workmanship of the manufacturing as well. So I remember when we first started sourcing our first product, the cat. We walk around KL area, PJ area. We tried to talk with some of suppliers in Johor, but we couldn't find the right suppliers for the fabric. And then we started to source in China. And apparently right now we're able to find some of the high quality fabric from China, and we import it into Malaysia to produce in Malaysia. But I just want to be really honest with you, Arvin, is that Hany and I, we are not fashion background. We are not clothing background at all. We just try to do our very best to find out what are the products that we want, what are the designs that we want to wear, and we want to wear it proudly. So in fact, we are doing that products for ourselves, and if those products we are willing to wear it proudly, we have the confidence that our customers will also share the same preference as well. Yeah.
Yeah, this is because when we want to do this clothing, you know, print out and sell it to the adults, it's because it's part of the empowerment process for the kids. We want the adults to buy our Heaven clothing. It's because they really like it. They will wear it. They wear it proudly. And I think that's the essence of it, to let our kids learn that, you know, your product is actually appreciated by the adults and it is recognized. So keep on doing more. Good job. Because I think in our own experience is that usually when we came across all these charity t-shirts and things like that, you don't really wear it. You know, you will buy it, you know, to support the cause and all, but you don't wear it because of probably it's the fabric's not nice, probably the cutting is not nice, or probably you don't think it's fashionable that, you know, you wear it proudly to a social gathering or anything. So our concept is we really wish that you buy it because, you know, you really love the design and and therefore you're bad. It's not because you have sympathy towards these kids. You know, we don't want them, because that's not what we want to teach our children. We want our children to learn that, you know, we are all equal. It's not because you're underprivileged that's why people, you know, buy from you. It's because you have really done a good job. So that's why the essence of it is so important. And therefore, we really put a lot of effort in sourcing the good fabrics, the good cuttings, the good workmanship, and things like that.
We'll talk about milestones and expansion with Henny and Ivan, founders of Haven Clothing, when we come back. BFM 89.9.
Building first world mindsets. BFM 89.9.
And we're back on Enterprise. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and I'm talking t-shirts, designs, pockets, and empowering children with husband-wife duo Henny Cheng and Ivan Eng, founders of Haven Clothing. If none of those words make any sense out of context, just download the BFM app to stream and listen to this episode again via podcast. It's super easy. Get it off the Apple App Store or on Google Play. Stay inside. So you guys were recently in the US. You took part in a fashion show. So Haven Clothing was part of this fashion show for kids.
Yes, correct. It's a fashion show called Picole Kids. Picole. Picole means it's a popsicle in Spanish. And it's, in fact, this event is organized by House Production. Picole Kids, one of the founders, approached us and asking us to sponsor our kids' t-shirts in their fashion show, so that their kids can wear our Malaysian kids' artwork at their fashion shows. And then I think without a second guess, we agreed that we will send over all of our artworks, all our kids' clothing to them, and we wanted them to feature our kids' clothing there, and they, in fact, also sponsor me over to the United States, Virginia, and host me at their home and welcome me there. And in fact, I attended that show. That show was full of, I can feel the positive energy, so full of empowerment, not only just to the kids back in Malaysia, but to me and Henny as well. In fact, that event gave me the confidence, somehow enhanced my beliefs towards what I'm doing right now, in fact, really matters. It also encouraged me that I should continue spending more effort in Haven Clothing.
So that was a pretty big milestone for you guys that you guys reached or achieved.
I think we don't want to talk more about the revenue growth and all that stuff. Those are tangible things that we can measure, but when it comes to recognition, those are intangible values, and those intangible values are the great source of empowerment. So I think those kind of recognition is the biggest milestone so far for not only just ourselves but the kids. We will in fact tell those kids that hey, Haven Clothing has been featured by any newspaper, Haven Clothing is going to BFM, and they are happy with all our achievement together.
I guess another milestone that we have achieved this year is also we managed to hire a teacher. Now we have, because all this all is just me and Ivan been doing the work. So now this year onwards, we actually started to hire a new teacher to join, to come on board. And because we hope that, like I mentioned, if I really believe that this program is good, we have to expand it, not just like these few children in one shelter home. So I guess that's another milestone that we are really proud of, is that we get a really passionate, experienced teacher to come on board and to hopefully to help us to really expand this program in this year.
Before that, I want to ask you, I want to talk to you about challenges of running Haven Clothing. Like, what kind of obstacles are you facing?
That's for the social part, I think for me, before the new teacher coming in, I was all alone. So I do not know whether, because I'm the only one who conduct the class, I'm the only one who be with the children, and in terms of evaluation, actually, I have no idea. So probably I think it's good, but we do not know, right? So, but now with a new teacher coming in, so we have more manpower to do the observation and also to add in more comments and feedbacks and things like that. Because I think in order to teach, I think a lesson plan is you have to keep on improving and you have to keep on being innovative and come up new things. And at the end of the day, it's also whether is it effective or not, how impactful it is. So there's a lot of research and work to be done, actually. But I'm actually confident when I have manpower coming in, then I can work in a team, at least with another person together, that will really help. And I'm really hopeful as well now that I'm seeing that I have a helper, you know, to be with me. So I guess the challenge is still on how to improve the program to make it much more structured, to make it much more approachable. And also, it's easy for me to train other teachers to do it, to do the same thing as well. So other than that, I think for the social part, we are doing well. And definitely we need to keep on growing and continue to work on it.
The challenge is always the economic challenge in terms of the currencies and all that stuff, because we import our fabrics. So when currency fluctuates, we have to manage our costs wisely. So a lot of stuff that, in fact, I don't have solution for that, because I'm not a seasoned entrepreneur. I'm still learning as I grow. I just want to be very honest with you. So those are the things that I'm still learning. And second part is the marketing part, because I have an MBA in finance. I'm not a marketing guy. So I have no idea what I'm doing in Facebook marketing, in digital marketing. So I'm still learning that part. So those are the challenges that I have. And the only thing that I can overcome is I have to use my time wisely to learn about those skills. And it takes time, and I do believe that if I'm willing to spend time in learning it, I can acquire those skills. So I have no issue on that. And the third challenge will be our productions. So far, we have some issue with our productions locally, Malaysia. We have been delaying our productions since March until right now, and maybe until May. So these are the things that, to be really honest, sometimes we have no idea what we are doing because we are just a first-time entrepreneur. But every time when I feel like almost giving up, I try to ask back, what's my purpose of doing it? And then I say, I want to empower those kids. So I can't give up. Let's leave it to tomorrow, right? And then tomorrow will never come. So I think those are the challenges that I have. And one of the biggest, another bigger challenge that I'm facing right now, it's we wanted to expand Heaven and we need certain fundings. So of course, I'm looking for a certain government grant or financial assistance so that we can expand our brand to build more awareness to the crowd in Malaysia. Yeah.
Well, I wish you guys luck and I hope you guys keep growing. I think you're doing a really good thing for these kids. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about like the future of Haven Clothing. What's next? You know, talk to us about expansion. What are the long-term plans for the company?
Well, in terms of the business part, I really want Haven to be a Malaysian lifestyle brand where people recognize us. Are you familiar with a brand called Tom's Shoes?
Yes.
Where they Tom Shoes is a fashionable shoes where people buy a pair of shoes, they give a pair of shoes to those in need in African country.
Oh, the one for one kind.
Yes, one for one model. Yeah, yes. And they are huge. They are famous. Social enterprise. And I think I set a certain goal that I want Malaysian to recognize Heaven as a a social enterprise, which somewhat similar to the TOMS as well, where they see us as the lifestyle clothing brand in Malaysia. So that's our three. I mean, that's the plan for the goal that I want for Heaven. But in terms of social part, we really hope that within these 3 years, we are able to cover not only just one or two shelters home in KL, but we really do hope that we can cover all the shelters home within the Klang Valley, the PJs and PJs and KL's area, so that we can benefit those children in that area. And then within 5 years, we hope we can cover as many shelters home beside just Wilayah Persekutuan, but outside of those states as well.
That was Ivan Eng and Henny Cheng, the duo behind Haven Clothing, which is a social enterprise that's doing a lot of good for underprivileged children at the moment. You can check them out at Haven Clothing to see how you can chip in and snag a trendy t-shirt while you're at it. This has been Arvinya Viraj on Enterprise. Stick around because Her Vantage is coming up next, right after some music and some messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.